Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Coming at ya on a Monday. And what a Monday it is. We have got a lot to discuss. Specifically in the NBA. We could talk a little hockey. Carolina with the dub tonight. Edmonton up 1-0 early against Vegas. We could talk some NFL. The schedule is starting to slow drip. We could talk some Major League Baseball. A second manager has been fired over the weekend. Tends to happen when you've won 7 games so far. Well, they had only won 6 at the time, I should say. The Colorado Rockies firing Bud Black after a 21-0 loss. This is a baseball score I just gave you. 21-0 over the weekend. And, of course, the NBA. So, what we saw over the weekend, very interesting. The Thunder and the Nuggets with one of the worst first quarters you will ever see as they tie up that series, Oklahoma City. Steph Curry, no problem, but then it was a problem. They needed him. And we'll see game 4 tonight between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Knicks and Celtics, they're in battle right now. Knicks trying to take a 3-1 lead. And the Indiana Pacers, I still have a lot of problems with the Indiana Pacers. And a lot of what I said about how they act and how they only talk when they're ahead and how I think they're dirty, all of that still remains how I feel. But there is another wrinkle to the whole Pacers equation, is that they're good. And it's hard to tell because sometimes they're playing against teams that are hurt, but Cleveland was pretty healthy yesterday, and that was a problem. Pacers with 80 points in the first half en route to a victory, en route to a 3-1 series lead. The playoffs are going on, so massive stories all over the place, and we'll break down this Knicks-Celtics game when it goes final. But the Dallas Mavericks, the almost main plot of much of the season, after they traded Luka Doncic in a very secretive deal, okay? What? Only the Lakers were involved? Didn't get a good return for him. Very sketchy in its own right. The trade alone, all sorts of levels of sketch. This is weird. And that's why it was so fascinating. And that's why we have spent so much time discussing it. Because it was just incomprehensible. Now, I do think I said incomprehensible. Is the word incomprehensible? I was thinking between that and uncomprehensible. I think I just made up a complete word. Equalizing. I'm just making up words today. Incomprehensible. And then they don't make the playoffs, and everybody wants Nico Harrison to be fired, and what a disaster. Everybody's hurt. They got a finite window. So if you look at this trade and Luka, they go out, the Lakers do in the first round. Okay, we talk about it again. But if you looked at the trade, one of the things that I had said was, you know, the only way this works is if they win. And I floated the idea or the suggestion that perhaps Nico Harrison has gone to the future. Perhaps he has gone to the future and he's seen this exact scenario play out. But if he comes back and tells us and uses that as his explanation, we're not going to believe him, or it's going to be invalidated in some way. Similar to Marvel fans, when Doctor Strange, spoiler alert, saw the 14 billion different outcomes of how the Avengers could beat Thanos. And there was only one outcome, and that was the eventual death of, spoiler alert, Iron Man. Spoiler alert. But if Doctor Strange told Tony Stark, hey, we're going to win, but you have to die, then it wouldn't have happened. And Doctor Strange said that, and Tony Stark's like, oh, okay, let's go for it then. Knowing this whole time that Doctor Strange knew, and it's very weird. Because if Doctor Strange told Tony Stark, you're going to die, it would invalidate the whole thing. And so maybe Nico Harrison is in a similar situation. What happened tonight, with a 1.8% chance of acquiring the number one pick based on where the Mavs finished in the standings in this new lottery format, and I say new because the team with the worst record has not been getting the pick. The team with the worst record has not been getting the number one overall pick. You want to tank? Okay, go ahead. You're probably not going to get the number one overall pick. It has not been happening. And they end up getting like the fifth pick all the time, including this time around. Because getting the number one pick was, it's all set up to this, the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks got the number one pick. Everybody's watching this thing, and I love this draft lottery because it's like, it, you know, there's the 10 minutes of discussion, and then they just go through it. They go bang, 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 and you're almost like, you almost want them to slow down. Some of these shows take way too long. There's way too much buildup. You know, American Idol style, Kieran, dim the lights. We'll come to you after the break. You know, that's a format that reality shows have really taken over. And they do that in these bracket reveals and all this kind of stuff. But this is bang, 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 bang. And then they show us who's in the top four, and then they go to break. And so we're all looking at who the top four is, and we're thinking, okay, wow, it could be the 76ers. I don't know why we all thought it, but Cooper Flagg to the Sixers would have been very annoying. Then we all thought, oh, okay, it could be the, you know, Charlotte Hornets. Well, okay, they're kind of like forgotten about in a lot of different NBA discussions, but that would be someone to help boost them a little bit. It could also be the San Antonio Spurs, which, when we knew that they had a couple of chances at this, we thought, okay, here's going to be yet another generational number one pick going to San Antonio. And then the Dallas Mavericks were in there, and everybody was texting their buddies or tweeting or thinking to themselves the same thing. Like, oh my God, what if it is the Dallas Mavericks? What if this team that has a 1.8% chance to have the number one seed actually gets the number one seed? And lo and behold, they got the number one seed, and they'll most likely draft Cooper Flagg. Could work a deal. Do they have access? I mean, he's a good defender, but is he a good enough defender for Nico Harrison? We do have to wonder. Defense wins championships. I think a lot of intrigue in some of these picks is leading to, okay, does that now give you an asset to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo, which, quick little side note, and then I won't spend any more time on it tonight, but there was a report from ESPN that for the first time ever, Giannis is, you know, open to the idea that maybe he could play somewhere else in Milwaukee. For the first time ever was the report. So then what have you guys been doing for the last 8 years with these fake stories, making me defend it, making all of us Bucks fans go crazy, making the whole NBA jersey swap, these Photoshops for the first time ever? Yeah, no kidding. So like I said, we can have the Giannis discussion. Every fan base can have a can we get the best package for Giannis discussion. Every reporter can get their engagement and clicks off it. I'm fine with it all. I really am. As long as everyone admits that you were blowing smoke for the last 8 years and that you were wrong and that you are sorry. I would like an apology on your knees with your hands, you know, kind of clenched together and a putty putty please as well. I want it like that. Exactly. Get on your knees and put your hands together. I don't care if it's right over left fist or left over right fist, but be there and then
if you could, even like direct it to me, say, to Bart Winkler, I'm very, very sorry. Pretty, please take my apology. Then I'll say, okay, thank you. Apology accepted. Now let's discuss different packages for Giannis. Okay? So I think that that is only fair, and I'm good with it. All right, we'll close the book on that for the night, because I do think the story was kind of like, hey, let's get people to watch ESPN for the day, and then we'll have the draft on. Because if the Spurs would have got the number one pick, I mean, Giannis would, he would be there, and Cooper Flagg would be in Milwaukee. That is almost, I feel actually kind of strongly about that. But I still think that both sides are like stubborn enough and you don't really want to break up with each other. And I'm still on the Giannis stays in Milwaukee thing. Okay, now we'll close the book. Putty, please. Remember that. Bart Winkler. And then we'll be good. The Dallas Mavericks got the number one overall pick. Rewarded for bad behavior. It is a phrase I say all the time, where it's the failing upwards that you see so often all across businesses, all across this great land. How many people get promoted and you're like, that guy? Her? Him? Failing upwards. A lot of people do it. It happens in sports all the time. Nico Harrison made a bad trade. Nico Harrison, even if it was a good trade in theory, didn't get enough for what he should have gotten for Luka Doncic. Because of that trade, the Mavericks missed the playoffs, which gives them a 1.8% chance to have the number one overall pick, which they then do get in a year where the number one overall pick isn't, I guess we'll take Zachary Ricochet. No, it's, Cooper Flagg is going to be like a cornerstone piece to whatever organization drafts him. And now, when you have Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson and Daniel Gafford, and you're getting a little older to inject this youth into the team, it's like, oh my God, maybe the Mavs are going to be good. Like the Mavs, let's say Cooper Flagg comes in, rookie of the year, they win the title. Anthony Davis stays healthy. Kyrie Irving stays healthy. Everyone stays healthy. They might get another piece. They win the title. Oh, Nico Harrison was right all along. Look what he did. What a brilliant move. No. He made a bad trade. He didn't explore his options. He didn't get enough in return. He traded for a guy that's hurt all the time. He shortened his window of a championship. He missed the playoffs in a year after they had made the finals. But that bad behavior led to this, getting the number one overall pick, getting Cooper Flagg. Now the draft is later this summer, so it's got to become official, but unless they do something, I mean, Nico Harrison could be, you know, who knows. But goodness gracious, this is one of the most rewarded for bad behavior come to fruition things that we've seen in sports or otherwise. It's truly crazy. Now, everybody was thinking the same thing. Whether this makes you think, oh, Nico Harrison is brilliant, or Nico Harrison is getting rewarded for bad behavior. Everybody's thinking sort of the same thing. I'll just read a couple of tweets here. This is from Chris DeSilva. He says, the Cavs won the lottery immediately after LeBron left. The Pelicans got the lotto after the Chris Paul trade. The Pelicans won the lotto the year that they traded Anthony Davis to the Lakers. The Mavs win it immediately after the Luka trade. You can't convince me it's not rigged. Art Cummings, the odds of the top three in the NBA draft being Dallas, San Antonio, and Philadelphia in that order was 0.0114%. So never mind the 2% chance that Dallas had to get. I mean, that, the ball comes up one out of 50 times. Dallas gets the number one pick. This exact order was 0.0114% for how it went down. And the Mavs were only in this position because as the numbers go, as they do the ping pong balls, they lost a coin flip to the Chicago Bulls. This came down to a coin flip. Could have been the Chicago Bulls. Instead, they are drafting 12th. And another piece of this, and this I think is going to be a discussion that we have for the next couple of days, and we can certainly get into it now, is this the best way? These drafts are so wild because we encourage the worst teams to then get the best asset. It's very socialism-like, I feel like, or it's not a capitalist. This is not a capitalistic way of doing it. The thing that we all base our lives on. Giving the worst people that are the worst off the best chance to succeed. No, we don't do that. It's harder. If you make a lot of money, you pay less on your taxes. You know, it's hard to get ahead. If you're having a hard time making ends meet, well, then you have bills and then you have debt and then high interest rates. It's tough. But in sports, if you're down on your luck, here you go. Here's the number one pick. You're getting a life raft. You're getting a hand here. We're going to pull you out. We're going to grab you by your bootstraps. So do we like that? I don't know, because it encourages tanking. We see it in the NFL, maybe a lesser extent MLB. But in the NBA, they've got this lottery system. And the lottery system, you know, if you're worse off, then you have a better chance at the number one overall pick. But then they combine those odds a little bit. They shrunk the odds a little bit. It used to be if you were the worst team, you had, I don't know, 30% chance of getting the number one overall pick. I mean, it was a better chance than what you get now. Because right now, the three worst teams, Utah, Washington, and Charlotte, they each had a 14% chance at the number one overall pick. I mean, Dallas had a 2% chance. It's not that much better. I mean, 14, it's still, if I told you you have a 14% chance of dying tomorrow or a 2% chance of dying tomorrow, okay, there's a little difference there, but still, I probably wouldn't leave the house unless that's what killed me. You know, that you know, you never know if I'm Dr. Stranging this thing. So if you look at who's got the top three picks, Dallas, who has three future Hall of Famers on their team, they get better. The Spurs, who have a great foundation and one of the best players in the league, they get better. Philadelphia, who definitely has pieces that they should be building around, they get better. And then Charlotte's picking fourth. Utah's picking fifth. Washington's picking sixth. So it's this new way, and this is just based on what happened this time. It could have happened any other way. But now you've sort of helped out some of these teams that have good pieces that they can build around, and they're getting assets. And these other teams that have been told, hey, if you can't compete, strip it all down and build in the draft, well, now they're picking 4, 5, and 6. They'll still probably get good players. But it's not the top assets. So you're not getting rewarded for that bad behavior. It's weird because now people are saying, well, that's not fair to them. But also, we don't want tanking in the sport, right? But I just don't know what the best way of solving this is. The best way of solving it is that if you trade your superstar for 25 cents on the dollar and still have, you know, how many wins did they have this season? They were still within a shot of the playoffs. They shouldn't be getting the number one overall pick, especially in a year where it's Cooper Flagg out of Duke. So plenty to discuss there, and we will throughout the night. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've got the Timberwolves and Warriors coming up. They'll tip off in about 6 minutes. The New York Knicks taking a 3-1 lead on the Boston Celtics. They win tonight. Great run at the end of the third quarter. Able to seal it away in the fourth quarter. And they were able to make it happen. We'll discuss how they did that, plus Jason Tatum going down at the end of this one. So we'll get into all that when we come back. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. NBA Draft Lottery has given the Dallas Mavericks the number one pick in the 2025 NBA Draft. Cooper Flagg will be the guy. They went 39-43, made the play-in tournament, didn't get out of it, though. So they get to go into the lottery because they did not make the playoffs. And now they get the number one pick with a 1.8% chance of getting there. What you heard there from the Knicks Radio Network, they won. They are up 3-1 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The New York Knicks have beaten the Celtics. They went into their place, beat them twice. Celtics got game three in the most obvious win ever. I mean, they were going to rectify their 3-point shooting, and then they were going to win that game. That was clear from the jump. This one was a little bit more interesting. We were going to find out, okay, do the Celtics win tonight? Are they reverting back to form? Or do the Knicks really have a shot? Do they really have a shot? And it was a heavyweight fight, man. Celtics went up, kept a pretty consistent lead. We're up, 11 points at halftime. Knicks answered back with a big third quarter, outscoring Boston 37-23. Jalen Brunson, massive, 39 points. Jason Tatum, very good, 42 points. Knicks started to pull away at the end, some great defense, OG Anunoby specifically. And then with about a minute, minute and a half to go, Tatum non-contact injury looked very similar to what we saw to Damian Lillard a few weeks ago. That might cost him 2025, 2026. I mean, it's bad. It looks bad. So we'll try to get some more information on that, obviously, throughout the night and into the locker rooms. And we'll try to bring you, obviously, what we can. But right now, it's a lot of speculation. All the blue check Twitter doctors are having their say, but none of it is good for Jason Tatum. Screw the rest of these playoffs, however long they last. For Boston, he might not be back next year. It could be him and Damian Lillard on the sideline, which is devastating to see. Jason Tatum in a wheelchair couldn't put any weight on his right foot, and he was diving for a loose ball. Something must have happened. I mean, something did happen in a wheelchair on the way out, hand in his face, tears in his eyes. So we'll see what happens there. The game result gives the Knicks a 3-1 series lead. Mark in California, how you doing, buddy?
New York, New York.
There's like 100 different New York songs. At least sing one of them. I don't know what the hell that was.
I know, dude. That was New York, New York. You know, the Yankees play it whenever, you know.
That was not New York, New York.
I know. I'm just trying to. Listen, we're going to take care of business against Indiana, too. We got your redemption, Bart.
I don't know, dude. Indiana, don't. I don't know. I'm getting worried.
This is a fully healthy Knicks squad. Last year, we went up 2-0 on them with, like, literally a starting five from, like, the WNBA Pee-wee League. Like, we literally were decimated, every single starting player down, and now we're healthy. And listen, I need to apologize to Mikal Bridges on your show right now. I apologize for calling you Allen Crabbe. I just need more consistency, bro, because this series, he's not been great. He scored 14 points in game two in the fourth quarter. Cool. But, you know, he hasn't really been himself. Listen, a night that OG goes down, you expect Mikal.
Well, he was clutching that game, and tonight he had 23. I don't think you need to apologize. I think you need to give yourself a pat on the back for motivating him.
defensively, he's been, and I said, he's great defensively. I just want more consistency from Josh Hart. Just seems to foul out almost every other game. He's just like, man, he's so fast, and he's such a great player. He just needs to, like, tone it down a little bit. But listen, them beating the Cavs, which, like, they're decimated with injuries too, just like we were last year. Like, we're healthy. If we go in, because, listen, we beat Boston. It's not like, well, Boston's injured. No, we've come back from 20 points down against them, and now we played our best game of the series when, by the way, this is Jason Tatum's best playoff game ever in his entire career, outside of maybe, you know, what was it, game six at Milwaukee in 2022.
Well, and besides 51. Blowing out his Achilles, yeah.
Right, and then I think he scored 51 in game seven against Philly in 23. You know what I mean? So this has been his best game, and we still beat Boston. So, like, the momentum is just all Knicks right now, and I'm all for it, man, because I'm like, listen, and even if we win, Denver and OKC are going to be tough. But any one of those four teams, whether it's Minnesota or the Warriors.
All right, well, I understand. I appreciate the excitement. I do. Mark, thanks for the call. You do have to close it out. With Tatum hurt, and probably regardless, it seemed like that was the direction after tonight that would be trending. And then, like, don't – Indiana's got to close it out, okay? I don't think the Cavs are dead yet, but that was a – and Donovan Mitchell's got to play. Now the Pacers are going to get another BS injury. My first swear is going to be about the Pacers. I'm going to say F. I'm going to say the F word. I'm going to say the F word.
Please don't.
I'm going to. And I don't want you to dump it. I want to deal with the consequences of my actions.
Well, you won't deal with any consequences. I will just be replaced.
No,
maybe that is the consequence.
Well, no, this is on record now, what I'm saying. Unless you dump this. Yeah, go ahead and dump this. Marco Belletti, Knicks fan. We talked to him the other night. We'll talk to him right now. If he was on cloud nine before, you got to be feeling pretty good. Congratulations on the dub.
I thank you. A little bit higher than cloud nine, but yes, feeling good. Feeling good, Bart. Mm-hmm.
So how did this happen tonight? What were you the most impressed with? What are Knicks fans, who are they celebrating the most tonight?
Oh, I mean, look, there's the obvious with Jalen Brunson, because when he puts the cape on in the fourth quarter, he can't be stopped. And again, I keep saying it, the most underappreciated, just basically disrespected superstar in the NBA, because nobody looks at him like that, but he puts forth these performances and you can't tell me he's not a superstar. So that's part of it. And yes, that's a little chip on my shoulder, but tough. Mikal Bridges, inconsistent, yes, but clutch. So clutch. And in the fourth quarter, again, coming up huge when Brunson takes a couple minutes to get some rest and Mikal Bridges takes over. Look, the Knicks did exactly what they wanted to do. This whole series, since game one, and I didn't know this coming in. Like I said, I had a feeling that the Celtics had gotten past all their, it's soft and, you know, they're not going to be in the clutch. They're not going to, I thought they got past all that winning a title. The Knicks have blown a hole right through that. If they're close in the fourth quarter, the Knicks are winning, period. So the whole game was about get me to the fourth. They're down 14 in this one again, Bart.
Yeah.
Get me to the fourth and be within 10. That's where the Knicks fan mind is. That's where my mind, within 10 in the fourth quarter, the Knicks will win. That's how you feel. The only way the Celtics beat the Knicks in this series, not ever, this series, is if they blow them out like they did on Saturday. They have to be up 30 for the Knicks not to be able to come back on them. The Tatum injury, I don't want to sound like Drake. It sucked. It did kind of take the air out of the balloon a little bit for me because the Knicks were well on their way to the win. So it's nice to be able to beat a team when they're at full strength. Tatum puts up whatever he was going to put up, 50 by the end of the night, and you still can't come to the Garden and win. That would have made me feel better. I don't want to see him hurt. I don't want to see him gone because I think the Knicks beat them regardless. And part of it is I don't want you to have the excuse because the Celtic fan is now going to come up with the excuse. Tatum's not there. You're down 3-1, blowing 220 and 114-point lead with Tatum. Remember that.
Yeah, I think they weren't going to win this. When Tatum went down, I think the Knicks
it was a 9-point game. 9-point game.
Yeah, they were on their way to winning. I think even if Tatum was ready to go and fine, you got three chances to close it out. I believe the Knicks would have done that, even if two of those opportunities would have had to been on the road. What the Celtics, I think, have banked on
a little bit is we can afford to be in a series and blow 20-point games because we'll eventually – things will turn around. We'll out-three them out of the building. Mm-hmm. You know, but this is showing that, no, they finally met a team that's – whether it's scrappy enough or gritty enough or now focused enough or good enough. And credit Tom Thibodeau for everything that he's done with these guys – is they met their match and they met a team that they can't afford to like play with their food on. And so, yeah, Tatum's hurt, but I think the Knicks were going to close this thing out regardless. I don't think that has to be – it's not like how I always rag on the Pacers. It's not like they played a whole series where Giannis played one game. They got the Celtics best. They gave better, and now it's just a formality.
No, I get it. And like I said, in that last game, you could say formality. I can't yet, although I do feel very strongly that the Knicks even finished this thing on Wednesday. You might get a championship type of performance out of the Celtics. And again, knock down every three, and maybe this has got to go back to the Garden. But I don't think that. I think the air came out of the balloon with the Tatum injury on top of it. I think Boston knew what their fate was, and I think now they want to go home. But we'll find out Wednesday. Either way, I don't want to hear the complaining and the crying, but I'm sure I will. But either way, 25 years, Bart, for the Knicks to get into the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, one game away still. 25 years since I've seen that. 25.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lifetime, and then I think back and I realize to myself, I've been with my wife for 24 years. We've been married, whatever, 12, 13, I don't remember. But we've got three kids. She's never seen the Knicks in an Eastern Conference Finals while dating me.
I think I picked the wrong wife.
Well, that's a different. But...
Well, good things
years?
Goes to come those who
I mean,
wait.
Think about that. That is beyond a lifetime ago. I can't even fathom what my life was like beforehand.
Hey, it's been, we're getting on 15 years since I saw the Packers win a Super Bowl. And it's, God, I barely knew my wife. It's like, geez. Anyway, yeah, we like our wives. Hey, guys, we love our wives. I just wanted to make that clear. But they've ruined our sports teams. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The still cautiously optimistic, but very excited, and with good reason, Marco Belletti.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Monday, May 12th, 2025. And how appropriate we had the Celtics call on that open because they're probably not going to hear that again this year. Their championship hopes are probably dashed.
Probably.
I mean, listen, I'm trying to be fair. I don't want to say it's over definitively. You know what happens when people make proclamations, and I don't want to be on Cold Takes Exposed later on.
I think you can make a proclamation that the Celtics are not winning this finals this year. I think you're safe.
Stranger things have happened. The Knicks do lead the series 3-1 by virtue of a Game 4 win today in New York, 121-113. Finally, the Knicks won a game at home. They have been struggling. Here is head coach Tom Thibodeau on the Game 4 reaction to the win.
And obviously, you know, we got in a hole, but I love the way we fought back, showed a lot of toughness and more discipline in the second half, and then timely plays, everyone working together on both ends of the floor. So I think it starts with your defense, and then you have to have a lot of toughness, and then you have to do it together. And I thought the guys did that.
Jalen Brunson, 39 points. Karl Anthony Towns was very effective, especially in the paint, with 23. Mikal Bridges had 23. OG Anunoby with 20 points of his own. A very well-rounded effort. Josh Hart, 6 points, but 9 boards, 5 assists, as Josh Hart would do. Great overall game from the New York Knicks, who won this game. And they won the series. Now, Jason Tatum did suffer an injury at the end, and it's going to
keep him out the rest of the playoffs and potentially all of next year. It's got to be an Achilles, right? You know, we don't want to
say definitively,
but that's the part of his leg that was hurt. And it looked very similar to what happened to Damian Lillard. So it could be a long time. It could be a tough recovery for him. He has been an Iron Man of sorts throughout his career. So there's going to be a lot of talk about that because it sucks when you see guys go down. And he had a great game himself with 42 points. But why I bring all this up is because the Knicks did earn it. They did earn this victory. I am all over the Pacers for beating teams that are hurt. But I think things were well in line. And I will give the Pacers credit for what they did yesterday, and I'll get into that throughout the night too. But the Knicks don't have anything to not feel bad about. They can collect their paycheck with not looking at their shoes. So they should be in good shape.
Yeah, hang your head high. Now let's go to the NBA draft lottery, which is totally not rigged. Nothing to see here. No conspiracy theories needed. The Dallas Mavericks. No, really. The Dallas Mavericks win the NBA lottery. Presumably they'll be taking Duke's Cooper Flagg. Here is Flagg on ESPN on a very weird draft show. I mean, it was very odd. On what it means to be headed for a team that's pretty much already built.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I didn't try and think about it too much. I feel like it was just kind of out of my control. So I'm just kind of going through the process like everybody else and just trying to enjoy every single moment because we only get to do this once.
It's weird that he's there.
It's so weird. That whole presentation was very odd. And I don't like that they're not, you know, drawing the numbers or the odds, whatever the case may be, in front of people. This leads to the whole, this is rigged.
Well, they did release it. They do tape it, and then they released it separate.
I don't believe it. I need to see it live, like the NHL did last week.
So they do. You can check out the NBA social media accounts, but it's after the fact. And they put in four. Our own Bill Reiter was in the room. He was in the room. He watched it.
I don't believe it.
It's weird that Cooper Flagg is there because he's going to be at the draft. But then he also comes to this lottery thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
and
you just
can
know
see
that
his
he's
reaction. You can see his reaction right away to because if you're the number one pick and you know who you're gonna, but this you are seeing, it's almost like you're the one doing the drafting, but you have no control over it. It is weird. It's weird that he's there. I think, you know, it's whatever, but it's just weird that he's there.
Yep, totally rigged. Totally fixed. There's no way that this was not orchestrated by the league. And I hate it. I'm completely out. I'm completely out on the NBA, except on playoff time.
Completely out on the NBA?
I have to make an exception for playoffs, but regular season, draft, all that other stuff, training camps, everything else, I'm out. Dude, this is so
fixed. Does it have anything
to
do with, since Chicago and Dallas had the same record, a coin flip determined who would have the 11th spot and
no.
who would have the 12th spot?
No.
Chicago lost the toss, and Dallas got the 11th spot, so Chicago could have had Cooper Flagg.
Well, Chicago was never going to get Cooper Flagg because
they lost
this is
the coin toss.
It is a mediocre franchise. They are destined to lose in the play-in game. That's their ceiling. The roof is the ceiling. That's the Bulls. I was not surprised. All right, let's go to the other Western semifinals. That's not in progress. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Denver Nuggets. It's now a best of three. After Oklahoma City took down Denver 92-87 game four yesterday in Denver, SGA led the team with 25 points, and he explains why he welcomes being the finisher for the Thunder.
I always feel like I have to. I always feel like those are the moments where the guy on the team earns his buck. You earn your money. You close games, you win games, and that's what everything's about, winning games. And the later you go in the season, the better the teams, the closer the games, and you need to rise to the occasion.
Just an absolutely disgusting first quarter. It was 17-8. I think the Nuggets were 2-22, 0-14 from three. It was bad. Maybe it wasn't that many, but it was bad. But the Thunder evened that one up. I think the thing with the Nuggets is, while they do have championship medal, they may be getting a little fatigued. You might be seeing that with Jokic a little bit. We'll see who comes out of the West. The Thunder and Nuggets are tied at two apiece. this Minnesota and Golden State game is massive. If the Knicks make the finals, could they play Isaiah Hartenstein? That'd be interesting, right? He was a former Knick. What if they made the finals and played the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Oh, that's good.
Who they made that trade with. You have Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle now with the Wolves. You've got Karl Anthony Towns now with the Knicks. That would be, I mean, it would have helped both teams get to where they need to be, but now they got to face each other. That would be pretty wild. So we'll see how things play out. The Golden State Warriors right now are matched up against the Timberwolves. We're close to the end of the first quarter, and the Warriors are up by 3, 28-25. So we'll certainly get into that at some point. We got much more on the draft and the Knicks and Celtics and Kevin Harlan, NBA on TNT's Kevin Harlan. He will join us in about an hour for a reaction to the playoffs up to this point. It's all coming up. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.